This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6:12 on Jacksonville's Morning News alongside Christine Bellino. I'm Rich Jones. And big change to the nearly $1.5 billion stadium renovation deal. This is new from just last night when you checked in, as City Council carves out tens of millions of dollars from the community benefit agreement to avoid potential conflicts. It's been a sticking point for some council members in the last several days. Action News Jack's Robert Grant joins us live outside Everbank Stadium. If I had my binoculars, I probably could look across the river and see you. Go ahead and just wave, Robert. We can probably see you out there at Everbank.
I'm waving right now to you, Rich. In fact, we'll be over there as well over at Jacksonville University later today for our story that we're doing for noon on Action News Jack. So if you're still out there, I'll come say hi.
Sweet. Look forward to it, man. Maybe we'll hop on a rowing machine and we can see who's got the strongest calves in Jacksonville. I'm kidding.
There we go.
As we look at the potential of carving out some of this money, does that mean that some of the $150 million community benefits agreement is in jeopardy?
Yeah, exactly, Rich. So $94 million of that community benefits agreement was carved out by council last night. And it was really to avoid some of those sticking points, some of those conflicts with council members, because Council President Ron Salem wants this thing to go through as early as possibly next week. So $94 million removed, that leaves $56 million as part of that agreement. Now, remember, the CBA was all for development outside of the stadium itself. So that $94 million would have gone towards affordable housing, helping solve homelessness here in Jacksonville, as well as some east side development. And that's where a lot of concern came in from neighbors as well, hoping that they're not left out of this deal. Council President Salem, speaking to one of our reporters just last night, though, saying he still believes they can get $50 million more from the Jags as well to help continue that push for east side development. But this was something we've been talking about for weeks now, that CBA, and was a concern and a bit of controversy for a lot of council members. So they decided to take that part out. Now, it will still come up, but just part of the regular budget later down the line. They want to really just focus on the stadium renovation here. This deal, that's what will be voted on as early as next Tuesday.
And so does the mayor's office have anything to say about pulling back some of that community benefits agreement, given that they had been involved in the negotiations with the Jaguars for, months?
Yeah, Mayor Donna Deegan was a big proponent of this community development, this community benefit agreement. But they agree. They want all council members to be able to have a vote on this deal as a whole, rather than having some of these conflicts of interest where council members, not all of them anyway, would be able to vote on it. So they were on board with removing some of that funding just so they can get this deal passed through. And again, it doesn't mean that that funding is completely gone. It could be back on the table, just not part of the stadium deal.
Is there a sense of inevitability that next Tuesday is really going to be the day that this thing ultimately is voted on? I mean, we're talking about a 30-year lease extension and a huge historic agreement with the Jaguars, and we're a week away from it.
Well, Council President Ron Salem's term is ending, and I know a big part, and I've talked to him about this too. This deal is huge for him, and he wants it to happen under his term. That's why next Tuesday is a big part of this. It's that timeline for his term. But I have heard from other council members who say, no, we don't need to. Why are we pushing this so much? Why are we rushing this so much? It's a lot of money. It needs to happen in its own time, not because of someone's term. So there's a bit of controversy with that too as well, Rich.
All right, we'll obviously be following along over the next several days. If I'm not mistaken, Robert, council has another meeting Thursday?
Yes. Yep, you're right. Thursday.
Okay. All right. So we'll be monitoring that. And we'll see you out here at Jacksonville University across the St. John's River from Everbank Stadium a little bit later this morning as we are live from Jacksonville University and the Rowing Club.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.